I am the vine and you are the branches. So if the vine is the source, Jesus, and the branches grow from the vine, how is it that we actually become part of the vine? Baptism. Baptism makes us members of the body of Christ. We become part of the vine. This is how Christ remains in us, as he promises and tells us that he will. It's necessary to be part of the vine, that we be grafted onto the vine by the power of the vine. We can't do it ourselves. We can't force ourselves into the body of Christ. God must be the one who does it for us. So baptism is necessary, but is it enough? If it were enough on its own, it would be impossible to ever be separated from the vine. Yet, Christ says to us today, "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire." We must remain in Christ. Just as he dwells in us through baptism, we must remain in him. If not, our baptism will not keep us attached to Christ. So how do we do it? How do we make sure we are remaining in Christ just as Christ remains in us? Well, what is the source of Christ's presence for us? Sacraments. Sunday Mass. To be here every week, just as the Lord commands and is affirmed through his church. Weekday Mass when we're able, because why would we want to miss out on receiving more of Jesus whenever we can? Confession. Sin. We know what sin does. It ruptures the bond that we have with Christ, threatening to break us off from the vine. Confession repairs and even strengthens the bond that we have with the Lord. Without confession, we may not even be receiving the grace necessary through the Eucharist, because we've already blocked our hearts from the Lord. Lastly, daily prayer. Keeping ourselves connected in relationship with Christ, because we're not simply to just receive from God, but we have to have a relationship with him. If we're not talking to God, we aren't going to stay fresh on the vine. We need to keep that relationship flowing, and that's through daily prayer, daily going to the Lord, talking to him, reading the scriptures, saying our rosaries, going to him in mental prayer, asking him for what we need, thanking him for the gifts he has given us. Daily prayer is necessary. This is how we remain. But notice, for us who are on the vine, those who remain, the Lord says that still pruning must take place so that we can bear fruit. So once we're in a state of grace, receiving from God, we need to ask, what does God want from me? How does he want me to bear fruit? We can have all sorts of things going on in our lives, things going on in our parishes, but are they bearing fruit? What is the fruit that we're looking for? Fruit of new branches on the vine. The fruit of current branches being strengthened on the vine. In other words, are we spreading the gospel to others, personally and as parishes? St. John reminds us in his first letter today that as Christians, we must love in deed and in truth. And we know that we are doing so by keeping the commands of the Lord. Firstly, by believing in Jesus, and this doesn't simply mean, hey, I know Jesus exists, I believe that, but believing in everything he has told us. Living our lives for him, our moral lives, but also as disciples of Jesus. Not simply keeping it all in for ourselves, but going out and spreading the good news. And this is what relates to the second thing that St. John says. To love others. And the best thing we can do, the way we can show that we love others the most, is by bringing them to Jesus. There is no greater love that we can show than bringing people to the love of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus is the only way to salvation. Are we loving others enough to point them in the direction of Christ? Are we loving others enough to share with them the gospel message which we ourselves have received? Take courage, brothers and sisters, through the example of St. Paul. His initial attempts of spreading the good news of Jesus didn't really appear very successful. We just get a glimpse of it even today in the Acts of the Apostles. He's going to spread the good news and talk to even the current disciples, people who are already following Jesus. He wants to share that good news that he's received, and they ignore him. They don't believe it. He goes to others. They argue with him, even violently push him away. Even some try to kill him. It sort of looks as though spreading the good news for St. Paul wasn't really working out. But we know Paul never gave up. He didn't give up simply because he's like, ah, it'll just go better next time. He didn't give up because he knew being a follower of Jesus means spreading the news of Jesus so that others can hear it. We have a duty as baptized members of the body of Christ, being branches on the vine, to help others be grafted on as well. Even if we don't see results, we still have a duty to go out and do it. And thanks be to God, St. Paul didn't give up. We call him the greatest missionary of all time because he did indeed have success, not because of anything he himself would do, but because Christ was working through him. And we have to trust being members of the body, being branches on the vine, that simply doing what we're called to do as Christians will bear fruit, not because we're so great, but because Jesus is so great. And he calls us to this. Brothers and sisters, let's first make sure we're doing what we need to do to stay on the vine. Receiving the grace of God in the sacraments, having a daily prayer life. But then we're called to be pruned. So are we personally and we as a parish doing things that are bearing fruit, or are we just doing things? Remember, the fruit that God wants to bear are more members being grafted onto the vine, more branches, more people coming to know Jesus, and those who are on the vine to be strengthened. Let's spread that good news of Jesus, because that's what it is to be a Christian. Not to keep it all inside ourselves, but to spread it to others. Please, Lord, let more branches be grafted onto the vine. And let the branches that are already there be strengthened in following you.